Hi, lovely lady. Welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I am your host, Stephanie Clarice, and this is a short, encouraging podcast for moms who want to love God, love His holy word, and love their family. How does that sound? Are you ready to start your 500 Seconds to Joy? Then let's dive into today's episode. Hello, dear friends. Oh my goodness. I cannot believe I'm recording this episode. If you're new here, I'm Stephanie. I'm the host of this podcast, and this is my last episode for a while. So, man, I don't even know where to start, but basically, I'm just going to start by saying I'm being obedient to God. And truly, God asks us to be obedient to Him. He asks us to follow where He leads. And that's what this podcast was when I first started it 3 years ago. And that's what it's continuing to be, as I'm just obeying God as He's asking me to step away from the podcast for a little while. And the reason is to focus on my family. It's nothing major. It's nothing crazy. I mean, I am having a fourth baby in a few months here, but it's really nothing like drastic or dramatic. It was more just like this little tap on my shoulder of God just asking me to step away from the podcast to set it down for a little bit. I definitely hope and pray I can come back, but again, I'm being obedient to God. And the verses I want to share with you this week are from Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 39. And He said to him, so this is Jesus speaking, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And so in stepping away from the podcast, I feel like I'm loving God and my neighbor, which is my family. I'm thinking of God and my family. I feel like I'm loving them better by using the time that I do spend preparing for these episodes and recording them and interviewing people and reading books, all of that, which is great. And it really is fulfilling and it does bring me so much joy. But I know that it does take my time and my energy. And so I want to be spending that on my marriage. I want to be spending that with my children. I want to be spending that time in prayer, quiet prayer with God, not where I'm planning a podcast episode or thinking about, you know, what I'm going to record next, but just being with God. And so, you know, I'm just being obedient to Him. Again, nothing too crazy, but I'm just stepping away from the podcast for a little while. And like I said, I hope we'll be back. I really enjoy being here and I'd love to hear from you. 500secondstojoy@gmail.com. And I'll put that link in the show notes, that email. And you can just send me a little email. I would love to hear from you. It's always fun to hear from my listeners, especially because I'll be taking a break from chatting with you all for a little while. And I'm hoping when I come back, I can do some really fun things. Like I want to do a whole Bible study on the Gospel of John and going through two chapters a week for like, you know, 3 months or something. Maybe it was 2 months, but I just think that would be so fun. I have so many fun ideas to like make it more interactive with you all. But again, this takes time and energy. And so I'm just prayerfully considering where God wants me to spend my energy. And right now I definitely feel like just 100% all in on my family and my relationship with God. And so that's how I can love God with all my heart, soul, and mind. And that's how I can love my family well, my neighbor. Because my family, your family, is your closest neighbor. So anyway, I just have so much I want to say, but I think I'll leave it at that. I just want to encourage you, if there's somewhere in your life where you're not following God's promptings, just be brave enough to do it. Have courage and take heart. Just know that maybe it feels like you're stepping away from something that brings you joy, but truly the joy giver is God. And I've said that a lot on this podcast, and I hope that over the time that you've listened to the podcast, that you have been encouraged and given joy in your mom day, because that's why I created the podcast in the first place. And I hope it's a time where you felt like you could meet with God and hear from Him and get some sort of nugget or wisdom, which all wisdom comes from Him. It's not me. If you listen to podcasts, it's not from the podcaster, it's from God. And so I just want to encourage you in your life to meet with God and connect with Him on a very deep and personal level. Maybe that looks like 5 minutes of quiet time each day. Maybe you're in a season where you can take more like an hour of quiet time. I don't know. You know, that's just for you to decide with God. And each day might be different depending on how it goes, right? So with that, I want to say bye for now. And I want to point you in the direction of a few really good podcasts that you can listen to while you're waiting for me to come back. So the first one is my guest who was here last week. If you didn't listen to that episode, oh, so good. Suzanne Bilodeau from Latte and Laundry. I'll put that in the show notes. I also really like Kaysen's podcast. It's called Her Pursuit. It's for Christian moms. The Joy-Filled podcast, another one for Christian moms with Jenna Griffith. Really love that podcast. If you're a homeschooling mom, Sarah McKenzie has the Read Aloud Revival. So, so good. Even if you're not a homeschooling mom, I really do feel like reading aloud is universal. Like every child loves to be read aloud to. And so I feel like this podcast could be for any mom, truly. But it is, I think, specifically geared toward Christian homeschooling moms. Another homeschooling podcast that I highly recommend is called The Homeschooling Journey, and it is so helpful and full of encouragement and tips and just so many good ideas. Like I've gotten really good ideas for fun field trips to do. So again, like the Read Aloud Revival podcast, it's for homeschooling moms, but any Christian mom could benefit from it. So that's definitely a great podcast to check out. And then the last one I want to share is Abiding Together. This is a podcast with three ladies, Heather, Michelle, and Sister Miriam. So, so good. So I just wanted to share all that. I'll put that on the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. I hear a little person calling for me, and I'm going to go prioritize that. So God bless you and your family. I'm so grateful for you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast. Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast.
Thanks for listening today, friend. I'm so grateful to have you here as part of the 500 Seconds to Joy community. And if you love what you heard here, please share it with a friend. Let's build up the body of Christ and spread joy and love to more Christian families just like you. Until next time, I am so grateful to have you here. And I am praying for you and your family. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye for now.